The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Friday. It's April the 19th. And I want to start off by introducing you to Paulette Orr. Welcome to Radio Friends, Paulette. You got a beautiful smile. Fun City Youth Academy. And you're here to tell us about the Community Champions Award Dinner. But before we go to that, tell us what Fun City Youth Academy is.
Fun City Youth Academy is a safe learning environment for our children to come after school on Saturdays, and then we have a summer program as well.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do after school on Saturday in the summer program?
Well, what we mainly do is that we work with the children. We help children to kind of close the achievement gap. Some of these children have IEPs. Some of them are not at grade level with reading and math. So we help them do that in ways, and we still keep it fun. You know, they go to school 5 days a week, so we still want them to learn, and we want to try to close that achievement gap, but we want to do it with games. We want to do it with hands-on activities. We want to do it in a way that they retain it, and that's fun for them.
Is Fun City staffed by volunteers?
Fun City is staffed by volunteers, and our summer program, Columbia Public School teachers teach the first half, and then our teachers teach the second half of the day.
And this is all volunteer?
All volunteers.
How many kids are you working with?
Oh, man, our Saturday Academy has about 40 to 50 kids usually on a Saturday. And our summer program, we partnered with Columbia Public Schools last year, was our first year partnering with them. And we saw our numbers. We were like 150 kids in the summer.
Really? Yeah. But that's good.
It's good.
It's great.
But
what would be going on with these kids if they didn't have Fun City Youth Academy to turn to?
I don't know. You know, some of them would just be at home not doing anything, and that's not really helpful to them.
No.
You know, when they need to be at grade level reading and grade level math, you know, summer is supposed to be fun, but we can still learn and have fun at the mm-hmm. same time.
And that's what you're doing. Now, you're having the Community Champions Award Dinner. What is that?
Yes. This is our second annual Community Champions Dinner. And what it is that we honor people in the Columbia community who are just remarkable citizens and have done great things.
And we've got a lot of them.
We have a lot of them. So we plan to keep this going annually, but we honor them and we, you know, let it be known what they're doing in the community and what they have done. And then we also
not just people who have helped Fun City Youth Academy.
No, not just
people who have done good things in the community.
Columbia community. Yes.
Yeah. And so when is the dinner?
The dinner is April 27th from 6 to 8 at Progressive Missionary Baptist Church.
Okay. What day is that? April 27th?
That is a Saturday.
So it's a week from tomorrow, actually.
A week from tomorrow.
If people want to come, what do they do? How do they get tickets?
You can get tickets on our website, funcityyouthacademy.org, or you may get them at our office. Fun City's office is at 318 Park Avenue. The phone number is 256-1436.
Okay, so you need to have tickets. Don't just show up next Saturday. You should have tickets ahead of time.
We would like for everyone to have tickets, but if by chance you cannot have a ticket, we will gladly welcome you at the door.
Oh, how nice. How nice. All right. Paulette, thank you so much for coming by, and continued success with Fun City Youth Academy.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you do have an award-winning smile.
Thank you.
Now, I want to turn to Float Your Boat for the Food Bank, and we've got two ladies here, Michelle Hall and Kristen Smar. Good to have both of you.
Thanks.
And you're both with the university.
That's
you're volunteers for the food bank.
That's right. We're with the College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources, and we're the presenting sponsor for the second year in a row.
So what is Float Your Boat for the Food Bank?
It is a cardboard boat regatta.
Yeah, I know.
Paul.
We talked about this, I think.
You are fascinated by this concept.
Yeah. We talked about it about a month or so ago.
Yes.
It's a cardboard boat.
Yes.
And these boats actually float.
That's right. We had 20 boats last year that entered and raced, and this year we have 52 entered to race.
52 boats.
That's correct.
Now, have these 52 boats, have they been built yet?
They are. Well, I hope so, since the race is tomorrow. If not, okay, these teams better get to chop chop.
Okay. And they're held together with duct tape, right?
That's right.
Glue and duct tape, yes. Mm-hmm. Those are the only three things you can use. Glue, duct tape, and
cardboard.
And a little bit of paint.
The cardboard, are most of these people that are in the boats, are they young, light, weight people?
Oh, no. No, no. We have the entire spectrum. Based on last year, we had a wonderful father-son combination.
Well, you can get more than one
person
in a boat.
We had some that were, you know, maybe five in a boat. Mm-hmm. We had
in a cardboard boat?
Absolutely. Paul, you simply must come out tomorrow and see this and experience it for yourself.
Where are they?
It's at Bass Pro Shops Lake.
How deep is that lake?
It's 3 to 5 feet deep.
Okay,
in
so nobody's going to drown if one of these cardboard boats sink.
And we do have the water rescue team from the Columbia Fire Department there, just in case we don't.
Okay, and does everybody wear a life vest?
That's right. Yes. Yes.
So everybody, absolutely, before they get in their cardboard boats, they've got on their life vests too.
That's right.
How are you raising money, and how much are you hoping that you'll raise?
Sure. Well, we've already raised over $6,000 through sponsorships alone this year, and we're hoping to raise more money through food sales at the event, and then also people can vote for their favorite boat, the People's Choice boat.
So do they vote by making a donation for their particular vote?
That's right.
And all of that money then goes to the food bank.
Everything is going to the food bank. I really expect we'll hit more like the $12,000 mark. And when you think about the fact that $1 equals 11 meals for the food bank,
that's a lot of meals.
Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, so the time is tomorrow.
That's right.
At Big Bass Pro Shop in their lake right in
front
of the store.
That's right.
What time?
The races start at noon. We have games and food and activities happening from 10 to 2. So it's really a big family affair. It's free and open to the public.
They get in the water at noon.
The races start at 12, yep.
Mm-hmm. 52 boats at one time in the water?
No, heats of two.
Okay.
Yes.
And they pedal and oars.
Mm-hmm.
No motors though.
No motors.
All right, mark it down on your calendar. It should be a lot of
it's
fun.
It's fantastic. You can see a video of last year's event at the website at floatforthefoodbank.org.
All right,
and check it out.
Keep it in mind. It is tomorrow at the Bass Pro Shop, starting at noon, and you're hoping that you'll raise $12,000 or more for the food bank.
That's right.
It's called Float Your Boat for the Food Bank. That sounds like a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
All right. We're out of time for today. Monday, the Jefferson City Montessori Society and the League of Women Voters are on. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Lawhorn. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. I have this vision in my head of these cardboard boats floating around tomorrow. We'll see you. Bye-bye.